You're on.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Thanks, Don.
Yep.
Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:33 on the clock for tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
I would move to go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to go into public hearing at 8:33 on the clock. Please vote.
Yeah.
Six in favor. We're in public hearing. This is for a Toyota passenger van, 2020, for Mosaic. It's a faith-based nonprofit for people with disabilities. Transport individuals to and from doctor's appointments, day sites, community activities, and home. And the Beatrice Humane Society, a 2021 Ford Transit van to transport shelter animals. Anyone from the public want to comment on the vehicles exemptions? Anyone from the board? Any comment at all? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:34.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor. We're out of public hearing. I'd ask for a motion to approve tax exemption on vehicles owned by the qualifying nonprofit organizations, which in this case are Mosaic and the Beatrice Humane Society.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to approve. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Up next is approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 12 through 15. They are homestead exemption corrections, basically changing the exemption dollar amounts. Values range from $200 to $600 on these four claims, and you've all had a chance to take a look at them. Any questions, comments?
Anything, Patty?
Those are all from the state. They review them, and so when we get corrections, they can correct them up to 3 years. So they let us know, and then we just have to rewrite them. Then we send documentation. We get that back. If it's money that we exempted, then we get that back on a report to the county. But that usually goes at the end of the year. So.
I would move to approve tax correction slips 12 through 15.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor. You guys are running the show today.
We were told before we came in by Don and by Patty we had to do that. And our county attorney approved it. He said, yes, you need to do that.
These are all in jest.
Patty, do you have anything, Mr. Jurgens?
What do you look at me for always? No.
Remember, I don't remember well, so no. I have things in front of me.
All right, if there's nothing else for equalization.
Real quick, we're going to have to start thinking about referees because my values, I've got to go back and open my email now to see if I'm in the acceptable range on my ag, my commercial, and my res. So we're going to go into protest after we've got a little bit of time, but decide what you guys want to do this year.
Is she in acceptable range, Mr. Jurgens?
I'd say so.
You're good. I think we still need to raise Odell a little bit. I think we're still a little low over there.
I was in Odell for 2 years, and then this year it was fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think.
I don't know.
Not Terry.
Are you guys wanting to have referees again? Do we want to do it as a board?
go back in time, the supervisors sat in on all these meetings, and it wasn't the same always, same supervisors. And it was always my contention is, you know, everybody that's protesting should listen to one person should listen to all of them rather than a scattered bunch of people that got different opinions to make it uniform. I think the way we've been doing it, although it's probably more costly, but I think the way we've been doing it has been fair, because all the protests on ag, say, is grouped together, other things are grouped together, so one person basically hears all the information and makes judgments on all of them rather than individuals on the board, different individuals but had different opinions.
And they also still can appeal to the yes, decision of sure. the referees to the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
Actually, the referees are working for you because I set my values. So then there's an in-between. So the referee works for you guys basically to determine whether I'm correct. Gives his opinion, and like Lloyd is going to probably be, you know, he's semi-retired, so it's like it just depends how much time, because of course with the summer months, that's the problem. We got June and July, and a lot of people, the biggest problem we have is that's a lot of times when people are taken off with families and stuff, so to try to be really consistent with trying to get people, because Lloyd basically goes out to the farms and really looks at the land.
What does that cost to have the referees each year, approximately?
I don't know. I mean, they send the bill to you guys. I don't remember.
Basically, Standard does the commercials, and Lloyd Dickerson yeah. always did the farm.
Something to keep
commercial
in mind.
Right now, if you hired a commercial appraiser just to come in and do a business, it'd probably be about $125 an hour. And I don't think my guys are charged. I know Lloyd's not that much on
standards.
They haven't been cheap, but they haven't been unreasonable. They've charged below what the market is.
Well, and they use their own vehicles, so you have to remember, yes. you know, they drive it themselves. They're paying their insurance through their company and their vacation, so. It's kind of like when you call an electrician out or anything else, but, you know, it depends upon how long the person wants you out on their farms. And, you know, we haven't had that. I mean, there was a day when Danny and I were together that, gosh, we had 1,000 protests.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to do a lot of talking ahead of time to get things solved. It's better if you can do it that way. You know, come in and look at your card and do things, but
it's been great since they work at it really hard in the office in working with these individuals, and it really makes a difference.
Well, they feel like they have a fair protest, and I think if we can show them things like sales in the books, I mean, nobody likes what's going on necessarily, but, and once again, I'm only valuation.
Something to keep in mind, though, is those two that you've mentioned, Lloyd and Daryl, both. They're both advanced in age. They're both doing a good job yet, but they won't be here for long. So if we don't have backup plan, we are back to doing it ourselves. They're both past retirement age. I'll just say that.
Somebody get him in a spade. He's getting yeah. deeper over here.
But basically, that is because the commercial, you can't hardly find a commercial appraiser in Gage County. They no. have to come out of Lincoln. And, you
Mr.
know,
T?
Ethanol plants, biodiesels, that's a real, I mean, there's going to be some problems.
I do have an option for that. I talked to Galen. He said he'd be willing to do that once he's retired.
Me and Galen are retired, right?
I'm guessing.
We're getting real close.
We're real lucky. We have good appraisers, and they have some Beatrice roots and Gage County roots, and let's not look at age. Let's look at abilities.
It's not the age. It's just at some point in time, they're going to say we're not doing it anymore. It's not ability anymore. It's just at some point in time, we have to be realistic.
Plus, Daryl does 13 other counties. So I've already penciled him in real quick with what the dates I want to try to get him on board meeting dates. So, but anyway, we'll keep work. I mean, I think their plan is to help me. So,
yeah.
Might visit with them and just make sure.
And you guys sign the dotted line.
Take a lot more than that.
Would you like to repeat that louder, Mr. Lytle?
Yeah, on the record.
With that, we will adjourn at 8:42 on the clock.